Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Dodo Exchange introduces the Dodo Layer 3 chain. CalSwap opens limit orders for SAFE tokens. The Ethereum Foundation releases an Ethereum Protocol Fellowship recap. And Celo selects the OP stack for its Layer 2 network. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. Dodo Exchange introduced Dodo Chain, a Layer 3 chain designed as an omni-trading layer. Dodo Chain is built on Arbitrum Orbit, uses EigenDA for data availability, and is powered by Altlayer's restaked rollup framework, which enables native restaking yields on rollup deposits. Dodo Chain aims to address fragmented liquidity by serving as a rollup level liquidity layer. Dodo Chain will connect to rollups from multiple ecosystems and will consolidate liquidity into a unified platform. An initial testnet for Dodo Chain has been deployed on Altlayer. Dodo Exchange is a multi-chain swap aggregator that launched in 2020 and currently holds over $29 million in total value locked. CalSwap, an MEV-protecting DEX, introduced support for SAFE token limit orders. The governance token of SafeDAO, which is the leading smart contract wallet provider on Ethereum. Users wishing to buy or sell SAFE tokens can now place off-chain limit orders on CalSwap. The DEX aggregator will automatically execute the orders when the market price matches the set execution price. There is an initial order size limit of $100,000. SAFE tokens have been non-transferable since launching in September of 2022, but the tokens will become transferable on the morning of Tuesday, April 23rd. The upcoming unpausing event will unlock 42% of SAFE's 1 billion token supply. SAFE secures over $100 billion in assets across 12 supported networks. The Ethereum Foundation released a recap of the fourth cohort of the Ethereum Protocol Fellowship, which involved 35 participants guided by 27 core developers. The cohort introduced 35 new projects, including a consensus client developed in Elixir, enhancements to the Virkle Tree implementation in Nimbus, middleware applications, and updates to existing Ethereum clients. The Ethereum Protocol Fellowship is an annual mentorship program aimed at helping developers dive into core protocol development. Applications for the fifth cohort are set to open next month. The Ethereum Protocol Fellowship Study Group, a 10-week study program established to help prepare participants for the main fellowship, is also ending this month. And lastly, Celo Network, an EVM-compatible Layer 1 blockchain, has selected the OP stack as its tech stack to develop its Layer 2 network. Following the approval of Celo Governance, a testnet deployment on the OP stack will go live this summer. The initiative to migrate Celo's Layer 1 chain into a Layer 2 network was first introduced in July of 2023. Since the initial proposal, Celo Labs has evaluated various rollup stacks, including Arbitrum Orbit, Polygon CDK, and ZK Sync's ZK Stack. The OP stack was selected as the most suitable choice for Celo's Layer 2 transition due to its quick time to production, Ethereum alignment, and growth opportunities through the Optimism Collective. In other news, the Bebop exchange launches on OP mainnet, EtherFi integrates SSV network, and a vote goes live to decrease the DAI borrow rate on Sparkland. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.